Title: Percussive Slices from FX Tales, Without Third-Party Plugins Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a very drum and bass specific magic trick in Ableton Live using only stock devices. We're taking a long, messy FX tail like a reverb wash, delay feedback, impact tail, riser, whatever, and turning it into tight percussive slices you can play like a drum kit. This is one of those jungle and roller techniques that sounds like you spent hours hunting rare percussion, but really you just recycled something you already had in the project. And because we're slicing from a single audio source, everything naturally matches in texture. That's the secret sauce. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you prefer slightly slower rollers, 170 is fine, but I'm going to speak in 174 today. Now create two tracks. First, an audio track called FX Source. Second, a MIDI track called FX Slices Rack. Optionally, create a third audio track called Resample Print. We'll use that later if you want to record your performance and reslice it. Classic jungle workflow. The reason we keep FX Source separate is simple. It lets you keep iterating without destroying your original, and it keeps your slicing workflow clean. Next, choose the right kind of FX tail. In drum and bass, not all tails slice well. You want tails with events, not just a smooth blanket of reverb. So before you do anything, zoom in on the waveform and listen. You're listening for little bursts, tiny spikes, modulation wobble, filter sweeps, pitch bends, anything that changes over time. Those changes become your hits once we shorten envelopes. Good sources include a crash or impact with a long tail, a reverb tail from a snare, a delay feedback wash, a sci-fi sweep or noise downlifter. If you don't have a tail ready, generate one quickly with stock devices. Drop any short sound onto FX Source. A tiny noise burst works. Even a dry one-shot works. Now add reverb. Set the decay somewhere around 3 to 8 seconds. Size around 70 to 100%. Dry slash wet around 30 to 60%. We're not mixing a song right now. We're creating material. Then add a delay. You can use echo or the standard delay device. Start at 1/8 or 1/16 notes. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Again, you're trying to create movement and texture in the tail. Now we need that result printed as audio so we can slice it. You have two easy options. You can freeze and flatten the track, or you can record it to audio. Freezing and flattening is the fastest. Right-click the track, freeze track, then flatten. Now you've got a solid audio tail that doesn't depend on those devices anymore. Cool. Now we tighten the audio before slicing. This step matters because slicing behaves way better when the audio is shaped. If the tail is super boomy, super wide, or super harsh, you'll end up with slices that don't sound like hits, they sound like random fog. On the FX Source track, at EQ 8, high pass at somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. If it's really boomy, go steeper or go higher. Drum and bass is already busy down there. We want this material living mostly in the mids and highs. If it's harsh, gently dip around 3 to 6 kHz by a couple dB. Small moves. We are just making it slice friendly. Next, add saturator. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This helps the slices feel more forward and hit-like after we shorten them. Then add utility. If it's too wide and facey, reduce width a bit, maybe 70 to 100%. You're not trying to make it mono necessarily, just avoid that weird hollow and mono feeling. Extra coach move here, especially if transient slicing isn't finding good cut points. Add a gate, very gently, to emphasize peaks before slicing. Lower the threshold until you see movement. Return around 0 to 20 milliseconds. Hold 0 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. We're not hard gating it into stutters. We're just giving Ableton clearer events so it knows where to slice. Now consolidate the section you want to slice. Find the most interesting part of the tail, usually between half a bar and 2 bars. Select that region and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl plus J. That gives you one clean clip. Make sure warp is on. For warp mode, beats is often great because it's transient friendly. If the tail is very tonal and beats is doing weird artifacts, try complex, but remember complex can smear transients. We're making percussion, so crisp usually wins. Now, the core technique. Slice to a drum rack. Right-click the consolidated audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing mode, try transient first. That's usually the fastest win. If it slices weirdly, use a grid instead, 1/8 or 1/16 notes, so you get consistent rhythmic chunks. And here's a big expansion tip. If the tail is too smooth and transient slicing just isn't musical, manually place a few warp markers at moments you like, little spikes, tonal shifts, interesting movement than Slice by Warp Marker that gives you intentional slices, like you're planting your own cut points. Super powerful, and still beginner-friendly once you do it once. Once you slice, Ableton will create a drum rack with each slice on a pad, and each pad will have Sampler loaded. Now we make the slices percussive, fast. Open the drum rack, click a pad, and look at Sampler. We're going for short, controlled hits. For drum and bass ghost percussion, shorter is usually better. You want ECHK, not SHHHHH. Start with fades to avoid clicks. Fade in around 0 to 2 milliseconds. Fade out around 10 to 50 milliseconds. Then shape the volume envelope. Attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, around 80 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain, all the way down, basically minus infinity, so it behaves like a one-shot. Release, around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Do that on a handful of the best slices. You do not need to process every single slice in the rack. In fact, if you try to use everything, it'll sound like chopped noise. Pick maybe 6 to 12 slices that feel intentional. Quick teacher tip, treat these slices like a kit. Categorize them. Pick a couple ticks, short and bright. Pick a couple shuffs, mid and noisy. Pick one or two tones, metallic or pitched. And pick one special, something weird or artifact Y for fills. Rename the pads so programming is fast. Tick 1, shuff 2, tone 1, special. Your future self will thank you. Now let's add processing on the rack so it sits in a mix. You can process the whole rack, or use the rack return chains for parallel stuff. For a simple clean punchy chain on the rack, EQ 8 first, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If there's a ringing frequency, do a small dip. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10%, but be careful, FX tails can get woofy fast. Crunch around 5 to 20%. Then a compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not squashing. If you want more character, saturator with soft clip-on, drive around 4 to 8 dB. Auto filter in band pass mode. Add just a tiny bit of envelope so each hit has a little wah movement. And redux, very subtle. Just a touch of downsampling can make metallic tick textures pop, but keep it tasteful so it doesn't turn into pure hiss. Pro tip, for heavier and darker drum and bass, bandpass your slices so they live in a focused mid pocket. That's how you cut through without washing out your cymbals and breaks. Also, consider sidechaining the slice rack to your kick, or even to your snare, using Ableton's stock compressor sidechain. Fastish release, like 50 to 80 milliseconds, ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. And again, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. It keeps the percussion energetic but never in the way of the main drums. Now, programming. This is where it becomes music. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on FX Slices rack. We're going for a rolling DNB feel, so think like a drummer. Offbeats, ghosts, little pickups. In a basic 2-step, your snare hits on beats 2 and 4, so your slice hits are going to live around that. Try placing a very quiet ghost slice just before the snare. That little pre-snare push creates momentum. Then place a medium slice between your main hits to keep motion, and add a tiny pickup right before the bar loops, so it pulls you forward. If you want example positions in Ableton's grid terms for one bar, try a low velocity note just before beat 2, another somewhere between 3 and 4, and a tiny one right before the next bar. Don't stress the exact math, use your ears and the visual grid. The concept is before snare, between hits, pick up into the loop. Now, velocity is everything. Set your ghost notes super low, like 15 to 35 velocity. Support hits around 40 to 70. Accents 80 to 110, and use accents rarely. If everything is loud, nothing is loud. Add groove if you want, but keep it subtle. Open the groove pool and try a swing 16 groove at about 5 to 15%. You can commit it later or keep it adjustable. If you're on live 11 or 12, here's an easy advanced trick that still feels beginner-friendly. Note chance. Add a few extra slice notes on some 16th positions, then set their chance to 20 to 50%. Now the loop evolves naturally without you writing new patterns. Another variation trick. Round-robin feel. Duplicate one great slice to two or three pads. On each duplicate, change one thing. Pitch it down one semitone, slightly different filter, or a shorter decay. Then alternate notes between those pads in MIDI. That avoids the machine gun effect of the same slice repeating. Also, you can get swing without groove pool. Nudge a few ghost notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the main accents on grid. that gives you pocket while staying tight enough for DNB. Now let's build variations for fills and turnarounds. Duplicate your 1-bar clit to make a 2-bar loop. In bar 2, make a little denser run of slices in the last half bar. That's your mini fill. Or take one slice and pitch it down by 3, 5, or 7 semitones for a Tomish vibe. You can add movement using autopan, but here's stereo discipline. Put autopan only on one quiet ghost slice chain. Keep your main accent slices centered. That way the groove feels stable, but still alive. If you want an instant click hat kind of slice out of something dull, in simpler, turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones. Decay around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Then shorten the volume decay. That pitch drop creates a clicky transient that cuts through breaks. And if you find a tonal slice that holds a stable note, you can even make a recish knock without a synth. Transpose it down 12 or 24 semitones if it holds. Low pass it around 300 Hz to 1K Hz with a bit of resonance. Add saturator after it. Use sparingly, like a percussive mid-punch behind the snare. Now, optional but powerful. Print and resample. Once your loop is grooving, create an audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars while you mute pads. Tweak a macro like filter brightness or drive, maybe change send amounts. Now you have a performance. And this is the fun part. You can slice that performance again into fewer, stronger hits. The variation is baked in and arranging becomes drag and drop. Before we wrap up, let's cover the common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. Mistake 1. Leaving too much low end in the tail. Your mix gets muddied immediately. High pass is your friend. Mistake 2. Slices too long. They smear the groove and fight hats. Tighten with simplers decay and release. Mistake 3. Overslicing and using everything. Pick the best 6 to 12 slices and make them feel intentional. Mistake 4. No velocity shaping. Then it sounds like chopped noise instead of percussion. Mistake 5. Tails that are too wide and facey. They collapse weirdly in mono. Reduce width if needed and always check mono briefly. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan you can actually finish. This audio version is shortened for playback.